How's everyone doing? You're listening to A Father Heard. This is a show that focuses on faith, family, and wellness. This is your host, Marcus, and I'm glad you have decided to join me on today. This is November 8th, 2021. November 8th. And I've said it a few times, three exactly, because I just wanted you to be aware of the day. And at this point, you're probably wondering, like, what is happening with today? We're experiencing daylight savings times for the majority of us in the U.S. There are a few states that don't participate in this lunacy. Yes, I called it lunacy because it is quite crazy to just start fooling about with time, moving it forward and moving it backwards and all that stuff. And it's just a bit out of control. And so I know some of you may be feeling it a lot more than others. And I'm feeling for you because it's just not right. We just need to leave well enough alone. Let's just leave well enough alone. So last week, right, we were talking about your call to action. I left you with a moment to reflect, and I asked you to get into action. And now I know that there are several people who are listening to my voice, who heard the last episode, that actually got up and decided to do something. And then there are some of us that also heard this, and we thought about doing something, we tried doing something, but we're still stuck. And I'm going to ask you to get up and get moving. And then there are just some of us that just heard the message and it just went way over our heads and didn't entertain it at all. And so I'm praying for you so that that spirit of apathy, complacency, laziness, whatever it might be, that would leave you and that you would be invigorated and ignited with life. Because as I said last week, we were designed to operate inside of our purpose. And I wish that for everybody, that they would find their purpose and be ignited and alive and full of passion and desire for the things that are going to help them to be the best that they can be in this world. We have enough mediocrity around us. We can look all around and see mediocrity. But let us all walk in excellence. Now, for those of you who decided to do something and to make something happen for yourself, you're in motion. Now, what do we do once we get in motion? We've got to keep moving because there are going to be those things that want to remind us of our past. There are those things that want to be the anchor and try to slow us down. There are those things that are going to want to latch onto us like leeches and suck our livelihood out of us so that we can't keep moving. But you've got to keep moving. You've got to keep moving. You've got to keep pushing forward towards that thing that is calling you, especially if you know for a fact it is what has been dropped inside of you from the Most High. It's not just something that you're just wanting to do because you see a whole bunch of other people doing it, but it's who you are at your essence. It fits your skill set. It fits your gifts, your talents. It's that thing that you can do with your eyes closed without even thinking about it, and it just happens. Or somebody is always coming to you and asking you for this certain thing because it's what you are good at. And if that fits you and suits you, then you've got to chase after that thing as much as you can. And you decided last week to continue to chase it, so you are in motion. And I want you to lift your hands up in victory and keep pursuing and keep moving. Because this is the place that you need to be right now. In motion. There are lots of things that are happening around us in this very moment, in this time of pandemic that we're all experiencing, And some of us are moving at different paces. And that's fine. We're not asking you to move at the pace of somebody else. But there are a lot of people that are moving faster. And they're getting to where they want to go. And then there are others that are moving at a slightly slower pace, but they're still moving and in motion. And then there are some that are not moving at all. And in a sense, that's okay, because we're all experiencing this moment of pandemic right now. But if you've been put into action and you found the drive and the motivation and the support and all those things that you need to do, then by all means, move. By all means, move, because there's a lot that's going on right now around us, and things are shifting like never before. So what is it that you're trying to do? Actually, strike that. What is it that you're doing? Right? Not trying, because you're actually doing it. Who are you attached to? So as I said last week, there was something that I saw. I was watching on YouTube, and they were talking about being able to create in a certain way. And I was like, I can do that. And I mentioned that I had talked to a couple of my friends and mentioned it, and they were all about it. Right. And so we started asking you questions back and forth. And for this whole week, we've been thinking about, how do we actually put this into play? So we're already in motion. We're already moving. And what you need to do when you get into motion is to begin to ask yourself the right questions and begin to slow down just enough so that you can see the landscape all around you, so that you can make sure that you are moving in the right direction. Because just because you're moving doesn't necessarily mean that we're seeing everything. Yesterday, my wife and I, we were driving up the street. I typically do all the driving. The kids were in the back seat. We're going to pick up something, a snack for our family power hour that we do every single Saturday, right? And I was moving just slow enough to see things that I had never seen before on this street. And we drive up and down this street all the time. And just because I'm in motion doesn't mean that I'm capturing the landscape that's all around me. I'm gonna say that again. It doesn't mean that I'm capturing all of the landscape that's around me. So now that I'm in motion, I've got to survey the landscape and make sure that I have everything that I need. So I'm asking the questions that I need to ask so that I can continue being in motion. So what questions are you asking yourself? You're already in reflection. Let's fine-tune those questions so that we can continue to move and move at the pace that we need to go. Because sometimes some of us will just jump in and we'll get in motion, and then we're going, and then next thing you know, we're lost, right? Because we haven't taken the moment to map out where we want to go or how we want to get there. We haven't sought out a mentor or a coach or a support system. We haven't begun to look at what the competition might be doing to figure out like the cost of and benefits of things that we want to do and are interested in. Like, we're just moving, and that's great that we can get into motion, but we've got to be moving at the pace that is just right for us, and at a pace that's going to get us to the destination to which we desire. And so I want for you to ask the right questions, survey the landscape, pay attention to what's happening around you, pay attention to your blind spots, pay attention to how other people are moving. And not to say you have to copy what they're doing or mimic what they're doing, but you do have to make note of it, because it's going to be a part of your driving experience. It's going to be whatever you need to help keep you in motion because we don't want to get stuck again. And granted, that happens sometimes, and we get to the stoplight or stop sign, or there's an accident or something along the lines that is in our way, that obstacle. But we're going to get up and we're going to get the opportunity to move through the light. The emergency vehicles are going to show up, the tow truck's going to show up, and they're going to clean up the intersection so that you can begin to flow again and stay in motion and move towards the goal. So now that you're asking the right questions and you're surveying the landscape, be sure that you've charted out the course. So if, take for instance, yesterday, my car needs to be in alignment, right? So we've got some wobble when we drive. And I asked my wife to make an appointment so that I could take the vehicle, because most of the places were already closed at this point, right? And I asked her, what was the location of that particular store that I'm going to take the vehicle to, right? Because there are more than one. And if I'm thinking of the one that's over here, but she made the appointment at the one that's over there, I've wasted my time. And then we don't have time to waste. Especially if I'm driving with a vehicle that I notice is now out of alignment. What could happen to the car if I end up going to the wrong place, the wrong destination, time and time again? It's going to create some wear and tear unnecessarily. And so I've surveyed the landscape. I've charted out the course. I've figured out all the steps that I need to make. I figured out all the rights and lefts that I've got to take, the different highways that I need to take, or the different streets that I need to take, or the bypasses that I need to take. I'm thinking ahead. I'm looking forward. Because I want to continue to be in motion. And you decided last week that you were going to get in motion. And decision isn't enough to get us to where we need to go. It is a process. It's a part of the process, right? Earlier this week, I was at a conference and they were speaking on ethics, and at the very end he ended with a story about the number of birds, and I'm sure all of you have heard this before, or some of you have heard this before, right? And there's five birds that are sitting on a wire. Three of the birds decide to leave. How many birds are left on the wire? There's two birds left on the wire. Some may say, no, there's actually all five birds are still there, because only three of them made a decision to do so. Right? And so the decision is not enough to be in motion. The movement is what is in motion. The actual flapping of the wings and the release of the claws from the wire, and the wind pressing upon their wings to create draft and lift and all those things that happens when a bird gets in motion. And so you're in motion, and the best thing that you could do was make the decision to do so. And the second best decision that you could do was actually act. And so you are well on your way to where you need to go. You've surveyed the landscape. You've charted out the course. And you're on your way. So you've been listening to A Father Heard. I want to thank you for your time once again. And I wish you well on your journey. We know that the obstacles will come, but that's okay. That's a part of the process. And I pray that the Most High would give you the download that you need to get to where you need to go. Safe and sound in His presence and moving in the purpose that He's created for you. So you all have a blessed day, and I'll see you on the next side.